Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler with Super Bowl champion Kerry Davis and former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers. I'm Anthony Stalter. We head to our 101 ESPN celebrity line following his outstanding performance last night. Great start. First regular season start for Kyle Gibson in a St. Louis Cardinals uniform. Kyle joins us right now. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. No problem. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, certainly, after you guys won last night. Outstanding start. This is coming off. I know there's a lot of questions coming to you about spring training. You know, numbers-wise, not great, but you had said not worried at all. What specifically, going into that start last night, left you feeling good?
I think the whole spring for me was trying to get my delivery timed up and in tune. I know that sounds weird that, you know, it's something that should just always be there, but, being tall and lanky, that's just not always the case. I got a lot of moving limbs and a lot of things flying every which way. So, I've constantly been trying to fine tune that my whole career and just had a couple weeks in spring where the timing just wasn't right. I don't know if it was because I was just a little bit more anxious and amped up to pitch in those spring games or what, but the last couple outings, the one against the Cubs and the one yesterday, finally had it kind of timed up and fluid and moving right. So that's my biggest takeaway from the end of spring. And then, you know, thankfully I was able to take it into yesterday.
Kyle, how quickly in a game like last night do you know that, like, you've got it, you're on your stuff? You talked about there's, you know, a couple things in spring training and you're trying to get your timing up. But in a game like last night where it just felt like you were in a really great rhythm, how quickly do you know that?
Well, I mean, I think from early I can feel that I have a good rhythm and that, you know, my stuff is where I want it to be. But, kind of like just my whole career, right? You know, I'm someone who's, you know, trying to pitch to the situation and I've just got, you know, a lot of other factors. I don't have the 97 to 100 where I just go do the same thing and see what happens. So, you know, sometimes I can have great stuff and, you know, my approach matches up with what the offense is trying to do and you give up a few more hits than I did last night. Last night I think Willie and I's approach just matched up really well against what the Padres were trying to do. And on top of feeling good, I was able to, you know, we were able to really execute some pitches and use the defense and our approach just, you know, possibly matched up to what, you know, they were not trying to do.
Kyle, what was the feeling going into your first start in a new uniform for the regular season? Were you excited, anxious, just ready to get out there and get to it?
Yeah, ready to get to it. It's anytime you're with a new team, it's one of those things that you try to make a good first impression, but you also try not to put too much stock in just the one, right? I mean, you know, as a team, this is a 162-game season, and as a starter, I'm looking to do that 32 times. So, I definitely don't want to be judged on my worst performances of the year and probably just not as fair to, you know, judge me on my five best games of the year. But, you want to go out there and be as consistent as possible. So, I don't want to give up 64 home runs on the year, but you can sign me up for 31 more of those and I'll probably be just fine.
Kyle, a lot last year was made of the new catcher here in St. Louis. And in the offseason, Mo goes and signs some dependable veteran guys like yourself. In your time here so far, working with the entire staff alongside Wilson Contreras as well, and you said last night you guys just were locked in together. You know, how has that been for you?
It's been great. You know, Willie's a guy who he's super competitive, and he wants to be the best at what he does. And he's worked really hard at, you know, understanding how I like to pitch. I think PitchCom really helps in that regard when I have the when I have the transmitter on my glove and I can, you know, the first couple times we pitched together, you know, I could kind of, you know, take him through in a bat every now and then and you know, call a pitch just here and there just so that he gets an idea really quickly of what I want to do. You know, last night, sure, there were a couple times that I shook, but I threw six pitches. You know, he's not gonna get the right one every single time. But I can really kind of tell when a catcher's locked in, when I have in mind first pitch changeup or first pitch curveball, and that's the button that he pushes. You know, that's a pretty good sign to me that a catcher has done his homework and he's locked in on what we're trying to do, and that happened quite a bit last night.
Kyle Gibson joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Kyle, that's interesting. So how is that rare, or do you think that, you know, because you've been different in different spots before, how quickly do you and another battery mate get on the same page throughout the course of a season? It seems quick since you guys just met this past spring training.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just when the conversations happen and you can, you know, walk each other through what you're thinking, right? You know, when I face, you know, six of our guys at home, I think in my third to last outing, whenever it was in spring, right in the middle of spring, you know, even after facing Wilson in that game, you know, I was sitting there talking with Pedro Pajes and just going over the inning, and, you know, Willie would come up and listen in, and Willie would sit there and he asked me about the sequence that I threw to him. You know, I mean, that's what you have to do to really get on the same page with the pitcher, and he's putting in the work.
Kyle, we often hear about pitchers and pitching staffs not wanting to face a lineup three times around. What were those conversations, or were there any conversations as you headed out for the seventh inning with Ollie?
There was no conversation going out for the seventh. I think in that instance, you know, we needed as many innings as I could give, you know, trying to take a little pressure off the pen, especially early in the season here. It's a really interesting, you know, mix between protecting your starters first start of the year and protecting your bullpen the first week. So, you know, thankfully we were able to be pretty economical with pitches and get through the seventh. You know, he came up to me and I said I could go out for the eighth, and I said I still felt pretty good. And, you know, he said if it was your second or third start, that'd be one thing, but tonight that was enough. So, you know, I think, you know, thankfully it was a no-brainer, I think, to go back out for the seventh. I was at the right part of the lineup, you know, right in the middle. I'd had some success against that part of the lineup, and, you know, the defense won a great double play to get me out of that seventh inning and save Libby from having to come in.
Kyle, you guys got pretty good defensive crew over there, and, you know, last night there were some great catches, some great defensive efforts. For you as a pitcher, knowing that you have some of these guys on the defensive side, quite a few gold gloves out there, and some future gold glove candidates, how does that change your approach or even your pitch selection at times?
It changes everything, especially when you get a lead. You know, I was telling, you know, after the game and the postgame media, you know, you don't think too much as a starter when your offense is struggling. Like, you're not saying, hey, I've got to put up seven zeros here to give a chance to win. That's just not, you know, that's something that you can't control and you can't think about. But you absolutely pay attention when they're putting up six runs and you pitch different. You pitch to the game, and this is just my experience, right? Like, I'm pitching to that game last night, trying to get through seven innings and giving up three runs or less. You know, if I give up another homer in the seventh or a run in the seventh, but I get through the seventh inning, great, that's my job. You know, hand it off to the bullpen with a three-run lead was my thought there. You know, there was multiple instances. I can remember one. It was in the third inning when we were up 4-0 or 4-1. You know, I had a 3-1 count on the left-hander, Pauly, and I threw a four-seamer right down the middle, and I just said, all right, you know, we got a 4-0 lead here. You're putting this ball in play. I'm not walking you. You might hit a double. You might get a hit, but, you know, you give your defense a chance, and that's something with a good defense you can do as a starting pitcher with a lead.
No doubt. Kyle Gibson, Cardinal starter, is joining us right now here on 101 ESPN. Kyle, we know that one of the foundations that's near and dear to your heart is one that you and Adam Wainwright have been close on. It's Big League Impact. What's going on with the latest with Big League Impact, and what events do you guys have coming up?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I know St. Louis fans are no stranger to Big League Impact, so it's cool walking into a locker room where, you know, everybody knows about it, and it's just a seamless movement that keeps going. You know, May 19th, we have our Top Golf event that is scheduled for Chesterfield Top Golf. You know, it's earlier in the year than I've ever done it, so that'll be really cool to have an early in the year event and have fans out there with a lot of the guys playing some golf and enjoying ourselves. And then, you know, just like they've done here every year, we've got our all-win campaign going where, Miles, Tommy, myself, Helsley, and I think I'm missing somebody too, are donating for every team win. And then I think a couple of us are even donating for a personal stat. So I'm going to donate for every strikeout I get, and then for every team win we got. People can go to bigleagueimpact.org and go check those out. And we'd love for them to partner with us and donate. And, you know, we'll be giving away a lot of autographs and tickets and stuff like that throughout the year to those who jump on board.
Beautiful. Well, Kyle, we appreciate you. Great pitching last night. Looking forward to your next start already. And best of luck with Big League Impact. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you. See you when we get back.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. It's our pleasure. Kyle Gibson.